In most parts of the country, pet owners don't have to worry about having access to a veterinarian. But on Alaska's North Slope, the community has been without the services of a full-time resident vet for about 8 years. So many locals were pleasantly surprised when the North Slope Borough Health Department announced recently they had finally filled the position. KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
Sarah Coburn is the new North Slope Borough Veterinarian and Public Health Officer as of Friday, May 20th. She fills a position that's been vacant since the beginnings of the U.S. war in Iraq. That means there's plenty of work to catch up on. But Coburn says she jumped at the opportunity to come to Barrow when she found out about the position while working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture out east.
Our public health vet in Vermont came here about 25 years ago and is still in touch with people here and heard they were looking for a vet. So sent out a general email and I was pretty excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about the variety and just being in a location very, very different from where I lived before.
The North Slope Borough Veterinary Clinic is now fully staffed for the first time in 3 to 4 years. The facility also recently saw the arrival of a new digital X-ray machine, the absence of which has limited vets' abilities to diagnose certain ailments. But despite the big improvements to the operation, Coburn says the facility in Barrow will still not be considered a full-service clinic.
So we'll have some more diagnostic capabilities than in the past, but like I said, as far as more sophisticated types of surgeries, particularly critical cases, we might be able to stabilize a patient here, but as far as more complicated surgeries, we're just not going to be able to do that with the facility and resources here.
She says the primary goal of the facility will still be related to public health issues, including spaying and neutering to control pet populations, rabies control, and parasite treatments. Doreen Levitt is the Deputy Director for Physical Health Services with the NSB Health Department and oversees the vet clinic. She says the effectiveness of the operation has been hindered in the past several years without a full-time vet.
Well, the system we've had in place has had temporaries who have come and gone, which really isn't what's best for the North Slope. They're not vested, in the community. That's first of all and foremost very important. You get to know the community, know the residents.
She says visiting personnel were also purely focused on the veterinary aspects of the office, which is actually also a public health officer position. That means the vet also plays a role in things like food services, public facilities, animal control, and sewage and water sanitation. That's all on top of regular medical care for pets. Levitt says the complexity of the position is the biggest reason it's been vacant for so long.
This position is very unique. Not very often do you see an individual be able to address those other public health issues in a community one day and then the next day do a spay or neuter on an animal.
Levitt says having a permanent vet will also help the villages tremendously. In the past, village vet visits have been sporadic, short, and often last minute. Now, more time and planning can be put into those trips. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.